Welcome to Conversation with Timor Silas. This podcast explores the journey behind some of Africa's emerging creatives, entrepreneurs, startup and small businesses. The Conversation with Timor Silas profile the most talented creative entrepreneurs and high-performing executives with the purpose of driving insights, learning and tactics to help you build the products, business and life that you believe in. Without further ado, let's get into the podcast.
I'm super pumped and excited today because I have with me an amazing personality and an internet marketer, a six-figure internet marketer. And she's also a techpreneur, but outstandingly, she's an internet marketer and affiliate marketer. I'll let her talk about herself because I mean, she can do it better than I can, but outstandingly, she's great. So, prominent.
Hi, Imo. Thank you so much for having me. It's a great opportunity, and I'm happy to be here. So, my name is Prominent Ikie. People call me Prom, of which I gave a meaning as passionate, resilient, optimistic machine, and that's just an expression of who I am. That's who I am in the real sense. And what I do affiliate marketing. I do internet marketing. I'm into tech product design.
Okay.
And lastly, I write books. So you can just call me an entrepreneur because I actually studied entrepreneurship in the university. So that's practically the life I'm living. Currently, and I think that is a little bit for now.
Right. So that's like you scratching the surface. So, so probably you studied entrepreneurship. Did that inform any of your decision to like take up a career in entrepreneurship, or it was just something that you a course that you just decided to pick up to study?
Well, I actually did not intend to study entrepreneurship. Just this Nigerian saying of it was given to me. I wanted to study economics, but one thing or the other, I saw that entrepreneurship was what I, you know, was given to study. And so that was what happened. So I really didn't intend to study, but I would say all things being equal, it wasn't bad after all.
Oh, awesome. I think that was like an informative stage for you to like go into, help you navigate the entrepreneurship space. And you internet marketer, with the knowledge you have in internet marketing, I'm sure you've taught like different area of internet marketing, but the outstanding one is affiliate marketing. How did you start into the field, right?
Okay, so you permit me to share a little bit of my story because like
awesome.
My talks don't go without one story about myself or my life. So I have been working practically since I was 15 years old, even before I got into the university. So I've always wanted to just have something to do, like make my own money. I've always wanted to do something, so I've explored different departments, different organizations. I've explored customer relationships. I've explored business development. I've explored more of the sales aspect actually, because I came to discover that for every organization to actually be in existence for so long, they need to be making money. They need to be making sales. And so having, you know, gone through all of that for a while, I came to a point where I got tired of the rat race. That was sometime in 2021 after I worked in a firm, in an organization where I wasn't comfortable with the health ethics, like the work ethics I'm talking about now. And the stress, like I just got tired for someone who I've been actually, you know, working since 15 years old. So, like, right. I was like, man, I'm done. Like, I want a situation where I am able to be in control of my time and I'm able to make more money for myself and, you know, also develop myself. And so I started to make research on what to do. I checked on the online space. Before, I used to do all these like Amazon recommendations. I do Piggyverse referrals. I've done network marketing. I've suffered in network marketing. So after doing all of this, I came across affiliate marketing and I did my research and I was like, wow, this is too good to be true. And probably, do you want to try this out? Like, are you sure? Should you do this? And
you had the doubting stage where you had to like question your decision.
I had it. Oh yes, because I've been through so much when it comes to the online space. In 2020, I did a trading business online and it crashed. I went into debt. I had to start paying debt with all the money I was earning. So I had enough reasons to doubt. Like, I have gone through so much. So, man, that doubt was there. And something in me just told me that this could just be that opportunity. You never can tell. This could be different. And so I made my research about affiliate marketing and I discovered that affiliate marketing is actually something that everyone has been doing, but they've not just been conscious about it and not having access to the right information as well. And so I came across one of my coaches on LinkedIn, and then having, you know, checked, seeing different people, I reached out to him. His name is Ine Joseph, and he told me about it. He took me through the training and all of that. And I needed to pay like 50,000 naira to, you know, get the training and start. And at that point, I couldn't even boast of 10,000 naira, not to talk for 50,000 naira. All I had was just my laptop doing my side gigs and little bit of other design jobs that I get. So I had to make a decision because it was looking like I am all on my own. I'm all by myself when it comes to finances. Like, the economy was so hard, so tight that people practically would ignore you if what you are asking for is money. And so I just made the decision that I was going to sell my laptop, my only laptop. It was so crazy. Like, who does that? Are you okay? Your only laptop, laptop you are still using to get small dolls and all that, and you say you want to sell. Man, I sold it on the 9th of October. I can't even forget. It was on a Sunday morning. I had, you know, done the adverts. I met someone who was ready to buy. And then I went to meet the press team. And I sold it right there. And then I registered for affiliate marketing. And that was how I got started. Like, that was the decision I took. That was how I got started on my journey in affiliate marketing. And in 2 weeks after my study, I started earning and I was like, wow, is this for real? Like, you know me. It was so, you know, it felt so unreal because, man, there are a lot of stories out there. There are a lot of, experiences that you've seen of people, how they got into business and then it crashed, something happened. But I was like, wow, so this is it right here for me. And that was how I started affiliate marketing, basically.
Awesome. So that's a very outstanding story. I feel like some certain parts few persons can relate with, right? Especially 2020 was like a shaky time for most, right? And people had like a very down time with like a very down moment financially. But the step you took was really brave and outstanding.
Thank you.
Yes, it was. So and based on the story, we've talked about affiliate marketing, and I And maybe someone might have a question, what is affiliate marketing, right? I would like you to like about what affiliate marketing is and talk about the industry of affiliate marketing. Yeah.
All right. So basically, affiliate marketing, like the industry in itself, has been in existence since 1989. So it's been that old, but a lot of people do not just, you know about that. They're not just aware of that information. And I like to establish that so that people don't get, you know, misled. So what is affiliate marketing in itself? Affiliate marketing is the act of recommending a product or a service to needs it or to a group of people who need the product or the service. So for instance, I know Imor Silas as a product designer. And if somebody comes to me today and says they want to develop an app, I would recommend Imor to the person. Right. That is affiliate marketing in its simplest form. That is it.
Awesome.
So that is why when I say people do affiliate marketing every day, but unconsciously, this is what I'm talking about. So that is affiliate marketing. Just recommending a product or a service to people that need that product or service. So that is what affiliate marketing is.
Okay. Oh, awesome. And the industry of affiliate marketing has existed for like since 19. I feel like it could based on your explanation, it could be as old as human itself, right? Because as long as human exists, right? There's always been this referral and benefit for referral.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Right.
So that's it.
Yeah. So the very juicy part about it is that you get to earn afterwards. So how has the earning been for you?
Well, for me, like, I don't want to call it a miracle because there is work involved. But what I'm going to say is that the earning for me has been so, so encouraging. When I started in 2 weeks, after my first 2 weeks, I started earning 50,000 naira weekly. So from there into a six-figure affiliate, I was making 100,000 naira, 200,000 naira weekly. And presently in 3 months, I'm now a seven-figure affiliate. So I've been able to make my, you know, first million without wahala troubles.
you mean 1 million in a month or 1 million accumulatively?
1 million accumulatively in my first three months.
That's what I mean. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, but my growth weekly, because in affiliate marketing on the platform which I work, we earn weekly. So my growth weekly, I started earning 50,000 naira weekly then, so making 500,000 naira weekly. So
awesome.
That's how beautiful the earning has been for me, but then not miracle with work involved. Yeah.
Wow. So the workload involved, the last time I talked to you, you talked about 2 hours dedicated in a day. Is it more than that? Or do we have to break our necks to like get to where you are?
Well, the thing is, human beings are, you know, different. And the reason why I say 2 hours per day is that, you know, everybody's schedule is not the same. And everybody assimilates at different pace. So for you to actually be productive, for you to actually get results, the first thing is that you need to be ready to learn. So it's the learning process that actually takes your time when you're starting out, especially. So 2 hours is actually the minimum I tell to anybody who is actually serious about, you know, getting started in affiliate marketing, 2 hours per day. So if you have more time, if your schedule gives you opportunity to have more time, then you can even go more than 2 hours per day. Because people spend more than 2 hours per day on their phones, just chatting and, you know, surfing the internet or Instagram and all of that. Minimum per day is going to yield you a good result when you actually commit to the learning process.
Okay, great. I think the timing is quite related based on how much time you're willing to dedicate to learning and
implementing. Exactly.
Right. So I feel like there are different earning paths in affiliate marketing. If I'm not getting it wrong, what are the earning paths? Like the path to like earn and make money from as an affiliate? Is it just getting to be an affiliate marketing registrar under you and then you start earning, or are there other ways to like make money off the affiliate space?
Okay, so if I get this very well, is that you're trying to know what other ways can people earn through affiliate marketing?
Yes.
So there are quite a number of platforms. So the very first thing that anybody who wants to go into affiliate marketing must ensure is that you identify a market. So what I mean by identifying a market is, for instance, I deal in the money-making market. So in the market, you have different niches. You have the health niche, you have the relationship niche, you have the wealth niche, you have so many niches like that. So there are different people in this different aspects with different needs. So in my own world, in my own market, I have more people who are looking for how to make more money. So that is why I chose that aspect. So you have a niche. All you need to do is you need to be able to identify what niche you want to go into. And then you must learn how to sell, because no matter the market, no matter the part of affiliate marketing you go into, if you don't know how to sell, you would have, you know, a big challenge. You have a big problem. You have a big problem. So these are the major, you know, advices I give to anybody who wants to choose a part of affiliate marketing.
Oh, awesome. So whatever path you want to you feel comfortable with, whatever product you feel comfortable with selling, then you know that you're going to like focus on that and then push that into the market.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Awesome. And you can also choose more than one. You can choose more than one. For someone who is a nurse, depends on what you are sure and confident about. Because you want to be sure that whatever you are giving to people is actually a solution. Mind you, you are solving problems. You are not just selling. You are giving solutions to people's, you know, problem. Because affiliate marketing is providing a product or service to people who need them. And the reason why they need them is because they have a problem that needs to be solved.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, great. So it sounds like an interesting field, but would you advise someone that is just starting out? Let me look at scenario. Someone that has zero knowledge in marketing going to, or someone that is just fresh out of school, O level. Let me use O level, because probably postgraduate, you've had like a few marketing class and all of that, but O level, or what other scenario did I say? But someone that's totally fresh, zero knowledge of marketing and all of that, would you advise the person to go into the marketing?
Yes, I will, because I actually love novice. I love having novice as my students, because I'm able to build them from scratch. So they are able to grow they're able to understand because they don't have anything that has messed up with their head before coming into the sector or before starting out. So actually, affiliate marketing is actually very, very good for people who haven't even done anything regarding to sales and marketing before. It's a good place to start, especially if you want to build your brand or if you look to building a personal brand. It helps you. It helps you a lot. So this is not to say that if you have the knowledge, then you're not welcome. But people who have the knowledge already, sometimes they feel too big and they feel they've known so much to want to relent. Mm-hmm. So there is always this friction in teaching them how to sell. Because how to sell is one of the number one skills that you have to learn. Mm-hmm. So you could have even been in a sales and marketing field for years and you have difficulty in selling. You might just be posting your product, advertising, and you are really not making sales. But because you have a knowledge that you know you've so long, and then for you to be able to relearn is quite hard for some people. So that is why I highly recommend affiliate marketing to newbies, actually. Like, it's very easy. It's just like giving birth to a newborn baby, and then you are teaching the baby how to walk and how to crawl and all of that.
Right. That's quite enlightening. And also categories like because as a product designer, I'm like deeply into learning affiliate marketing. I'm learning, but looking at categories like doctors, lawyers, people that have this structured 9-to-5, right? Do you think they could move into affiliate marketing, considering that they are doctors already and all of that, and lawyers? And do you think they can move into affiliate marketing and do well?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Wow, affiliate marketing is no respecter of your profession, as long as you want another source of income and you are ready to do the work. I have nurses, I have soldiers as students, and you'll be surprised. Like, you'll be so amazed. Like, what are these people looking for? But it's just so amazing that everybody is looking for an additional source of income. And most especially for the doctors and the nurses, they go into the health niche because their products around health. And that makes it easier for them because they're already in that field. Right. So there's really no excuse. Like, it's just fine for anybody, no matter your profession.
Okay, that's great. I believe anybody listening to this and have interest too, I don't think there's anything that should hold you back from like trying this out. I also understand that life doesn't present itself without challenges. It comes in different form, and I don't think affiliate marketing is free from that. So are there challenges in the field that you out and help people brace themselves up just in case they have to experience that or see that in their way?
Okay, thank God. I love the fact that you said life will always come with challenges. So no matter your field, no matter where you are, there are definitely challenges in anything you're doing. And also in affiliate marketing, there are challenges. And one of the challenges is dealing with people. Dealing with people, handling objections, handling people's past, because a lot of people, they want to start, but their past experiences is still haunting them, and they present it to you. Like, sometimes when I have some private sessions, and my clients just one question, and that one question can turn into 2 hours of, you know, storytelling, hours of talking about their troubles, and I'm like, okay. So yeah, this is part of what you would face, especially if you want to grow in the industry. Another challenge is commit. Yes. I know people hear commitment. It's not easy. Commitment is not easy. And it's a challenge for people. Especially because you have to show up. You have to show up. Like me coming on this platform this evening is commitment. Because I just go back from the hospital this morning and I'm here because I need to show up. And that's how I handle my business. It doesn't mean that when there is need for you to take a break, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should. There should be balance. But you have to, you know, show commitment because you are building an audience.
Yes.
When you start affiliate marketing, you will begin to see that you are more like an influencer. You might not be so big, but you are influencing people in a very little way that you don't even know about. So there are some times when I don't even show up in a day, I receive calls, I receive messages, and I'm like, wow, what's going on? This was not how my life used to be. But because in the business and commitment is part of it. So that would be a challenge for somebody who doesn't know how to be committed to a task. Or another challenge is the challenge you're going to have is everybody is doing affiliate marketing. That's because that's what some people say. Like, everybody's doing affiliate marketing. Everybody is selling this product. Everybody is saying this same thing. Everybody, so how do I make it when everybody is doing it? This is a challenge. And the only way to this challenge or to face this challenge is by making yourself outstanding. Because believe you me, many people who are selling Dangote cement, there are many people who are selling Dangote sugar, there are many people who are selling Indomie, there are many people selling even what you are wearing currently, but you chose to buy from one person. You didn't buy one thing from 10 people. You bought it from one person. So why did you buy it from that particular person? You see what I'm saying? Exactly. So this is one challenge that people face, and when they are not, you know, having the right information or the right guide, then they just give up and they're like, oh no, it's not for me. Just the same way you have many hospitals, there are many doctors, there are many nurses. Why do you choose to go to a particular hospital to take their service? Why? So this is a challenge, really, because this is one thing that has kept a lot of people, you know, back. And the last challenge I would love to share on here, this would be for, say, introverts and people who are scared of what people will say. Yeah. So people who are scared of what people say, you have a great challenge. And the way to conquer this challenge is not to care about what people actually are going to say, because by the time you start and by the time you begin having results, these same people will come to you. They will come to you to learn. I used to be a house girl like some years ago. And right now, some of those persons are like, how is it that Prominent is teaching people how to make money? Like, hello, where magic? Like, you must be dreaming. If I had thought about, oh my God, what's this person going to say? I don't want people to call me a marketer. I don't want people to. You are bringing yourself low, because actually you are not just a marketer. You're a problem solver. You're a solution provider. And you have to see yourself as that. You have to see yourself as someone like that. So, and this is not only an affiliate marketing, even in every area of life, there are certain things that people should have been doing right now, but because of what somebody would say, it makes them, you know, bury their dreams. And Miles Murray that said that the grave is the wealthiest place, because a lot of people go to their grave with so much value, with so much potential that they could have given to the world. So you don't want to allow the fear of what people will say to stop you from, you know, making your account. So I hope I get justice to this particular question.
I literally had a chill run down my spine, if that's what, how to say it, right? when you said the last thing you said about people not being able to like live out their potential and dying with it, right? That's quite deep, actually. So and I had a thought. I had this conversation with my friend about industries you play in, because I feel like if you're money conscious and also trying to like see how far you can go, because a smart person not just exist in an industry but also project what does the future hold for me in this industry, right? I think it's something that everyone should have. And and how do you project that? You project that based on the market cap of that industry. Every industry has its market cap. Creative industry, yeah. I don't think the market cap is that high. Advertising, cryptocurrency, forex, and all of those industries have their market cap in billions, right? Do you because there are lots of competing people in that market, right? You might not be able. Yeah. Maybe if cryptocurrency has like $500 billion market cap, assuming, right? It's fair enough for you to like be in like $2 to $5 billion earning, right? And you're taking like a very huge chunk of the market share. Affiliate marketing, have you thought about like what is the market cap of the industry, and how high do you think a person can earn at the end of the day?
Okay, so this particular question, affiliate marketing is such that I don't want to sound like I'm exaggerating. But the first thing I would want anybody listening to this to know is that you set what you want for yourself in affiliate marketing. Right. Why? Because anything is achievable. So I have a friend who has made, like last year, she made $1 million.
Wow.
$1 million. I have someone else who made $10 million. In 3 months, and I have
10 million
another quote, 10 million naira in 3 months. I have another who made $1,000 in 7 days.
What?
I have someone who in 1 month, and as I'm speaking to you right now, people who are making $1 million weekly.
Wow.
Yes. So that's why I don't want to sound too sweet. Because
I'm going to interrupt, right? I'm trying to like really get value from this conversation. What do you think is like that success ingredient that's making those guys make that much?
Okay, so
I think you should hold yourself on your end so you can proceed from there. I think you should hold your thought on your what you wanted to say earlier so that you can pick it up when you're done with this.
Okay. So now, here is it. When people ask me, what are they doing? How are they making this money? How can somebody make 2 million in a week, 1 million in a week? What? I tell people, it's a process. Now, this person, they've been in affiliate marketing for nothing less than a year.
Wow.
So, it's a process. That's why I said, affiliate marketing, you know, it's beyond selling products. You're producing value, problem solver. So the amount of value that you are able to give to people determines the amount of money that you are able to attract. So you are attracted by what you attract. So this person that I'm talking about, they didn't start affiliate marketing like say 2 months ago. No, they went through process. They built their brand. They built their audience. So when they say something, people trust it because people have grown to know, like, and trust them, and then they can, you know, drop their money for whatever they say. And that is why you see somebody make 1.9 million in a week, and people will be like, no, it's scam, forgetting that it's process. There's a process involved to attaining that. So you can't keep the process, actually. Except you want to do hit and run. But if you want to do it and stay and actually make impact and grow, then you have to be ready to follow through the process.
All right. Oh, great. Awesome. So the market cap in the industry, how?
So the market cap in the industry is, let me just, for the sake of people who probably they can't think too big right now. I would say the market cap in a year, you should be able to make that. Or let's say in 6 months, you should be able to make 5 million naira for yourself.
Oh, awesome.
You can do more than that, but I'm just going to leave it at that. If some of my affiliate partners hear this, they will even be angry, but for the sake of, you know, understanding and avoiding a situation, this is it. That's what it is. What it is.
I was saying that I personally don't have a problem with you mentioning like a lot of money, because I'm starting to like get used to, I'm trying to condition my mind to like get used to like calling big money and not feeling guilty for it, right? So
yeah,
if you told me that pick up in affiliate marketing 1 billion, I'll be like, yeah, 1 billion it is, right? And 1 billion will make. With respect to your time that you have a busy schedule and you have to rest, right? Take some rest. So if you have a last word that you want to
All right. So this goes to everybody, whether you want to do affiliate marketing, you want to do product design, you want to do interior design, anything you want to do in 2022, one thing you must learn is to sell. Like, even if it's your person, like, you sell your person, your personal brand, to learn how to sell. The moment you learn how to sell, every other thing will fall in place.
Right.
Will fall in place. So you need to learn how to sell, no matter the field you are, you need to learn how to sell, and do not let the fear. I tell my students, the only way to face fear is by facing the fear. Like, the only way to, you know, let go of fear is actually by facing it, because no retreat, no surrender. At the end of the day, you find out that nothing is going to happen to you. It's only going to stretch you, and you see a part of you that you never thought was in you. So this is what I'll be leaving anyone listening to this with this very moment. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a lovely evening. Bye.
Thank you.